Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. My name is Ermi Gabel, and I'm your host of the Outdoor Equestrian Podcast. Today, we're going to have another outdoor adventurer. Her name is Shauna Henderson. She grew up in a small New Hampshire town where she lived on 21 acres. They'd go skiing every Wednesday, sledding on the top of their house, and she used to challenge herself, which reminds me of J.J. Kelly. She used to challenge herself to bike to school, which was about 2 miles uphill. Now, of course, J.J. was different than that in the fact that he asked his mom to drop him off somewhere and he'd have to find his way back. But that just reminded me of him. She came into the outdoor adventure space, and like me, she's a Colorado State University former student. So I'm very excited to interview her, and I can't wait. Let's get started.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Remy.
Hey, Remy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Shauna. Good to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this today.
No problem. I'm so excited. So you're in school at CSU, right?
I am, yes, which you went to Fort Collins. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I know. What a great school. It's super fun.
It really is. You seem to have a very adventurous spirit like me, so I just really appreciate that I get to do this today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, it's been a fun journey, and it'll be fun to share with you as well. So
yeah.
I'm excited, yeah, too.
And I like the fact that, you know, we seem similar in the fact that we both share love for being on camera and storytelling and the outdoors.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I feel like there's always, in every adventure, there's always unique stories that happen with, like, everything that I've done. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that kind of where you're going? You'd like to get into being in television, or are you looking at outdoor adventures? Like, kind of where's your direction? Writing?
Well, I love it all. I'm a journalism major, but I want to do, like, travel journalism. So, like,
okay.
I want to get into Discovery Channel, National Geographic, Travel Channel. I'm also a horseback rider, so I want to kind of see where that takes me, because I haven't seen that within TV very much. So I think if I can be kind of an expert within that and doing travel, I think that would be very unique and interesting.
Yeah, no, I love those too. I think that's something that a lot of people, I haven't seen really that done before. So.
Yeah.
I think you have a really good direction and a good idea going.
Yeah, thank you. So what I think is great about you is that you're an adventure sport athlete in multiple sports, such as whitewater kayaking, mountain biking, snowboarding. I think you also do cliff diving. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How cool. So, and then you have TV shows, such as Summit Sunrise on Outside TV, and then Colorado Escapist and Adrenaline Escapes.
Correct.
So that's a lot of work, but it sounds very fun. So you seem to be an adrenaline junkie, which I really like.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, we're taking off tomorrow to go on a 3-week ski/ mountain bike trip.
So. Okay, how fun is that? So I know that you grew up in a small town in New Hampshire. You said that you lived on 21 acres, and then you skied every Wednesday. And you also said you used to challenge yourself to bike to school, which was about 2 miles uphill. So kind of tell me about more of your life growing up and how that shaped you and your who you are today.
Yeah, I feel to be really lucky to be able to have grown up in New Hampshire, because we lived in a small town And my parents really encouraged my brother and I to go out and go play. We had this area behind our house called, we called it 100 feet deep. I don't know if it was 100 feet deep, but we would play on this little, you know, pond slash marshy land. And my parents really taught us to swim at an early age. And so, you know, they weren't really worried about us going out and playing in, you know, in and around water, in and around the woods. We would go sledding. So I feel like just having been so lucky to be able to have parents that would take us skiing, take us biking, and also just having a backyard to go play as children as well. So initially, growing up, my parents put me in gymnastics as well, and that just helped all around for agility and flexibility and confidence and strength, because those are kind of keys that I think everyone needs if they're moving into adventure sports.
Definitely. So you had outdoorsy parents. Did they grow up in New Hampshire, or where did they grow up in?
No, my mom, she was more of a ski bunny. She wanted her kids to be definitely outdoorsy, but she grew up in Beverly Hills, so not completely. She got into outdoors, like adventure-ish type things when she was older. But again, she got us into everything. We were always doing some different sport, or they would take us skiing or on sailboats or swimming or just every, you know, different types of adventure type sports. But I wouldn't say my mom and her dad were like this extreme sports people. They were just encouraging us to get into it.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun way to grow up and fun parents.
Well, and, you know, my brother, too, he got into competing in snowboarding first before I did. And I was like, oh, maybe I should get into that as well. So he was a bit of a role model for me to initially get into snowboarding.
Oh, good. That's awesome. So you're talented in many sports. You started competing in mountain biking, snowboard competitions. And it says here, I'm reading, you got a small webisode called Adrenaline Escapes, Travel and Escape TV. So how did that happen?
Yeah, I had started competing in snowboarding a little bit later on in life, and it was more the big mountain competitions, the extremes where you would jump off a cliff and they kind of judge you on your line. Mm. And it definitely takes a lot of challenge to kind of mentally get into that state where you know this is a dangerous, you know, it's a dangerous situation, but you need to stay kind of calm throughout the storm. So I did that for a few years and won quite a few competitions and had a great time doing it, and then got into mountain bike racing. I was much better downhiller than uphiller, so I think in terms of, you know, doing that. I started to get into filming my own adventures while I was traveling. So I started traveling, and I started in Colombia, and my goal was to just start meeting people that were doing different adventure sports in the areas that I was visiting. So I started to research, and then I would interview them, and then we participate in an adventure sport. And so that kind of started my comfort with being on camera.
Wow.
So it's a little about doing it and comfortable with yourself on camera, and then learning how the camera works and what what you kind of need to have good sound, to have a good angle, and getting the right mix of the cuts on the, when you're editing, you know, how you get this and so you start to learn a lot. So that's how I kind of initially got into filming. And then through that, I was actually surfing in Hawaii and met a guy who wanted to do a heli-ski promo video in Alaska and wanted us to film it. And so we flew to Alaska, me and another friend of mine who had put on her own TV show as well. So it was two females, and we did it was really difficult because we had a lot of camera gear and trying to jump out of a helicopter and try to film was completely challenging.
Wow.
But we did put together a great promo video for Alaskan Powder Defense. And and then after that, I got invited to do the Adrenaline Escape series with Travel and Escapes, which, again, we had to quickly put together in 6 weeks, you know, six different videos. So, it was a challenge, but I knew how to do it. Now I had to do it with other camera, you know, people as well. Mm-hmm. And then through that, I just made connections within the travel space and got invited to do, be a TV host for outdoor TV. So
that's so great. So you kind of did that on your own, just kind of networked your way into it.
Yeah, I really just initially started on my own at documenting adventure sports in different locations. And one of the things I wanted to showcase when I was in Colombia was how different people had this negative image about Colombia, and I wanted to show Colombia in a different light. And so my very first filming didn't turn out the best, and the quality was absolutely terrible, but we did get mountain biking in Manizales, which is a little town in Colombia. And before this had happened, I had a really nice camera. Unfortunately, 2 days before this shoot was supposed to happen, it got stolen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, here I'm trying to showcase Colombia in a good light, and I, you know, they just stole my camera, you know? But that being said, you know, I had the most amazing time. It wasn't shot on really good film, but we did get a really neat, I met these amazing people who we got to mountain bike through the coffee regions in this Manizales in Colombia, and fantastic. It was just very rewarding, and initially a lot of people were super interested in seeing if they could recreate that as well. So that's kind of how I initially got into it.
That's so fun. So I know for me, like, I love to interview people. I'm a journalism major at Colorado State. Is that what you majored in, or?
No, not at all. I initially majored in performing arts. I did a lot of plays within Colorado State. Mm-hmm. That was in my initial 2 years at Colorado State. And then I moved to Breckenridge, and that's where I started competing in snowboarding and competing in mountain biking and really diving deep into that world. I started writing later on in life.
And did you always love to write? Was that something you liked growing up?
I've always loved writing. I never initially thought I was great at it, but then I started writing for our local paper, the Summit Daily News, mm-hmm. and I had a column where it was called the Colorado Escapist, and I would choose a different unique adventure, and I was trying to go off the beaten path of what normally people do. So, you know, a couple of my articles were whitewater kayaking on New Year's Day, where, you know, you're kayaking in ice, or as you'd mentioned before, the ice swimming, which, you know, some of these articles got a lot of publicity behind that because a lot of people hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and of course, ice swimming is popular in different places around the world, but hasn't so much caught on that much in the U.S. besides maybe Coney Island, where the polar bear team swims in the frigid New Year's Day kind of moment. So,
So speaking of that, kind of tell me about your article about ice swimming. What intrigued me about that is that there are health benefits to ice swimming, which I didn't think, and I don't think a lot of people know that either.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There's bit of a trend now with the cold therapy and how it creates a bit of a natural high. It really improves circulation, it burns calories, reduces stress, and, more importantly, it really creates these endorphins in your body. So when you're jumping in this cold water, your body really gets, when it gets used to it, you actually start to feel really good. So a lot of people make it, have mentioned it's like feeling alive, completely alive.
And have you tried it yourself?
Yeah, so in Breckenridge, we have this, I guess we call it the Polar Plunge, and it's during Ullerfest, which is the coldest week in January, and so they cut a hole in the ice, and you jump in, and there's a whole team of people there in case anyone has any challenges, but yeah, it's a very exhilarating experience. How about that?
Yeah, it seems very intense.
Very intense, yeah.
But interesting. That's really cool. I never, I didn't know that before. So thank you for sharing that.
And some of the fun articles when I started writing for the Summit DLE took me out of my own comfort zone. I had another article I wrote, which was sleeping on top of a 14er. Mm. And the reason I came out with that article, I have met a gentleman who wrote a book on sleeping on all of the 14ers. And I thought, well, if he can sleep on all of them, I can definitely sleep on one of them. and I also chose a couple articles to write that were out of my expertise level, and one was bow hunting. I'm definitely not a bow hunter. Uh-huh. I'm not a hunter at all, but it was a meeting with experts, and they were sharing their passion for the sport and the challenge of the sport. Mm. So I think when it comes to writing or even putting on a TV show, you get the opportunity to learn something new about either the location or the people or the sport that you would never know.
Definitely. And I think journalism is neat in the fact that, our whole job is to network with different people. And we meet so many cool people, especially in the outdoor adventure journalism space. It's just really interesting, the people that you meet.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, one from, when I was traveling, I met a gentleman that put up all the routes, the climbing routes in this little town called Sweska, and I happened to be able to go rock climbing with him. Mm. And I also met the people that wrote the books on rock climbing in Summit County, and our heli skiing, and when I whitewater kayak the entire Grand Canyon, it was like, wow, this is a step up for me as well. And so meeting people that their passion is to raft, they love the Grand Canyon, rafting down the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. So I think when you put your mind and energy into creating and meeting those right individuals, you definitely will, they'll come to you.
Oh, yeah. And I know that, it seems interesting to me, because you said you were involved in plays at school. So did you ever think about journalism in school, and did you write in school, or how did that come about to where you knew you were interested in that?
That's a really good question. I did want to be a performing arts major initially, but then I visited L.A. and I didn't feel that I could move to L.A. to pursue performing arts. Mm-hmm. So I took a turn of just saying, hey, let me get in front of the camera. I love speaking. I love being in front of the camera. But not everything can be told in front of the camera. There's a lot of creative writing techniques that you can use when you can put an article together, and it gives more informative information. So even though I was doing videos on some of these activities and the story. I was also writing an article to complement it, and that would add a little bit of value. I initially wrote my first article because we did a hut-to-hut trip, a mountain bike hut-to-hut trip from Telluride to Moab.
Oh, fun.
And so many people were fascinated and wanted to know how I did it, you know, what we needed to do, what to bring. Mm-hmm. And so it was easier. I just said, hey, you know, I just wrote this article and I would share the article with with friends and family. And then it was, of course, published in the Summit Daily News. So
that must have felt like a accomplishment, you know, getting published and writing about those things.
Yeah, I think getting published writing is always an accomplishment.
Yeah. So on another note, I saw a video of you for Adrenaline Escapes, and this interested me because you actually went dog sledding with Siberian Huskies.
Yes.
And you were on a scooter, and the dogs pulled you. They're real, real fast. Because mm-hmm. I know that they're known for being good runners, I think.
Yeah.
So tell me about that experience, and where did you do that?
Yeah, so the dogs, the Siberian Huskies, are used in the winter time, but they pull the sleds in the winter for tourists, and they are loving to run. And so the company themselves, the dogs weren't really running in the summer, and they were starting to get depressed because the Siberian Huskies are just needing to exercise. They will be unhappy if they're not out running.
So
they had together this scooter. I think it's actually called a Dig-Luring. And I think that's the type of scooter, but it's also called the tug and tow. So it's a little scooter attached into kind of a bungee system with the dogs. Now you have to be a good mountain biker or very comfortable on a scooter because the dogs are not always going the right direction, right? You have to, you know, be very aware of where the dogs are going so that they don't see a deer and run after the deer while you're on the scooter. It's a bit challenging, but super fun. It's pretty exhilarating, and the dogs are so happy doing it. They are beautiful creatures, and I'm amazed that, you know, it's lucky that they have a summer sport now, so they're not sitting there so sad, not running.
Yeah. And then where did you do that at?
Yeah, so that was at Good Times, and Good Times is up Tiger Road in Breckenridge.
Okay. Colorado. I need to check that out. That is so interesting. Because I had no idea that was here. So, yeah, I gotta check it out. That's cool.
Yeah, and that was a lot of what I wanted to try to create with the writing is really stepping outside of, hey, people have never even heard of this. How do we share it with people that they can get into it as well?
Yeah, and I think you have a great personality for on camera because I think few people know how to, I guess, narrate a story, and you almost do that with how you're presenting what you're doing, which I like, and you seem, you know, excited to be in front of the camera, which is important because people want to watch you. They want to see what you're doing. So, yeah. I think you're very good at it.
Yeah, thanks, Remy. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I know that you're a public speaker. You help people with fear to get over their fear, specifically within the outdoor adventure space. So how do you do that?
You know, I feel that when people see other people being able to accomplish things or to take the risk of traveling, whatever level you're at, I feel like there's always a step further that you can take. I've always been pretty athletic, so I feel fortunate in that realm. But there's been times in my life where I've been, you know, just down and out or a little needing a little bit of motivation. And mm-hmm. I remember one time coming across this book, and it was called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's an older book, but it is a phenomenal read. The reason being is that a lot of us realize that we don't, we might take risks in some part of my life or some part of our lives, and I would take a risk in the adrenaline realm and adventure sports and backcountry skiing and mountain biking and snowboarding, but I wasn't taking risks in other parts of my life, and one of that was, you know, taking a risk in love or taking a risk with money. And so it helped me to realize that there's fears that are holding you captive, and you know, it's about reaching inside yourself and saying, okay, where are those fears lingering, and how can you just say, hey, this is scary, but I'm going to do it anyway. And and once you accept that the fear is there and you acknowledge it and you actually just work through it, it's not scary anymore. So that's, I think that's one of the things that helped me, and feel like it's helped other people a lot by just saying, hey, if I can do this, you can do it too. Whether it be traveling, whether it be, you know, moving to another country. I moved to Austria and live there. Everyone can do it. They just have to realize, okay, this might be scary, but there's always a possibility. There's always a way. There's always a means to make it happen.
Yeah. That's good. I like that perspective. I remember at school when they went to online because of COVID. It made me, like, really depressed, because usually I'm very active during my days. I love to go hiking. I love to go rock climbing with my friend. My friend's going ice climbing this weekend, which I've never tried, but I'll definitely have to do that with her sometime. But, yeah, just, I got into this depression when I got home, because I was just online all day. And that was so rare for me, and I think it was rare. I mean, of course it's rare for a lot of people, but I think people are more active in Colorado, so I think it was just, it was weird, and I just got into this depression, and I think for months it was super, super hard. And I think, you know, fears and why we're afraid of things, it definitely needs to be talked about more, and the fact that, you know, it can help people's mental health as well.
You know what I found too, and I think a lot of people are suffering the same way you are, and all of us have gone through this with COVID, and being such a social person that I am, I've definitely gone through my highs and lows with this dilemma and the situation that we're dealing with at this point. I also have to remind people that life is finite, so we are here in this time right now, and we still have to learn to smile every day, learn to get out and do something you've never done, you know, challenge yourself in different ways, whether it's an online course, it's learning a new skill, it's maybe taking that first creative writing course you've always wanted to take, maybe it's about making your first video. Whatever it is, when you have those moments of, oh gosh, is this what my new life is? You have the power to create your new life. And trying not to have all the outside influences affect your own inner power.
Yeah, your inner self. That's good advice.
But I mean, we all go through it. It's human nature.
Yeah, we do. It's completely natural. And I think, you know, there's some things that I like about my generation and that I don't like about my generation, but one of the things that I like is the fact that we're more aware of mental health, I think, nowadays, and my generation is more open about their mental health, and I don't think that was, back then a lot of the time, because, like, for my parents, I don't think they had the right medicine or the right people to, you know, they just didn't know about it like they do now.
Yeah. No, it's still an issue. I think before it had too many, stigmatizations associated with it, where it was like, oh, you're bad if you're that way. Mm-hmm. And now people are realizing, hey, they might be that way for a particular reason, but help to be had.
Yeah. So, this was random, but I thought I would ask you about your favorite quote, and why is that?
You know, that is a really good question, and I love quotes by Rumi. He's one of my favorite, person that, you know, quotes, because he comes up with these, he's far not with us today, but he has come up with these quotes that have lasted, generations. But I actually did come up with a quote, and it was by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it's, he who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secret of life. And the reason I chose that is that whether it's just pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone or going a little bit faster on skinning up the hill like I did this morning up to the T-bar, or is it, taking a new mountain bike trail, or is it traveling to a new destination? I think we all need to step back and say, hey, what am I doing today that would push me out of my comfort zone a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. And I think in a way, that's actually better for your mental health, because you can show yourself that you can do these things. Like for me, the other day, I don't know if you know her, but I interviewed Kinga Phillips, and she's a TV host within Discovery Channel, Travel Channel, and National Geographic. And she's just a really authentic person, and she's like, I turned my fear of sharks into a passion. And I thought that was so interesting, because for me, I've grown up in Colorado my whole life, and I'm not by the ocean. But I remember as a kid, I used to, watch these scary videos on sharks, like Jaws, the movie. And I can say that, I do have a fear of sharks, and I think a lot of people do, just because of those kind of movies. But I think life is also about going out of your comfort zone and getting really uncomfortable at times and learning to deal with that and getting through that and knowing that in the end you can do that and you become a better person with that too, I think.
It almost goes a bit back to the media and how we've been programmed to be afraid of sharks. Mm-hmm. Now, I surf, so I've seen a few sharks in my time, just swimming on the bottom, doing their own thing. I had the opportunity to scuba with bull sharks in Mexico, and when we got to the bottom, my expectations were kind of low. I was like, really, are the sharks going to show up here? So I wasn't really afraid, and then six of them showed up. I was like, wow, this is wild. So I always look at creatures and animals, such as sharks, as, hey, they're probably just as afraid of you as you are of them, but you don't want to show fear. You're just observing. You're in their home, and you're there to hang out and see what they're going to do. I don't ever feel threatened by a shark. I feel like the times that, the sharks have made an impact, like with the Unstoppable, the woman that got her arm bitten off, the pro-surfer. Mm-hmm. It's almost like wrong place, wrong time, and the shark probably didn't know, they were just protecting themselves. So,
yeah,
it's possible, but you can't live in fear to go explore different things and doing your own moving forward. Because, again, when I got to scuba dive with the sharks, I was like, wow, they're really just fascinating, neat creatures, you know?
Yeah.
And looking at them in a different light, but I guess I'm coming from a state I've never really been afraid of sharks, so maybe that was...
Okay.
You know, I didn't have to get over that fear.
Yeah. But I think that they're misunderstood, too, because
totally
of those movies. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of, again, you know, we all need to look at the statistics on how many shark bites are out there. I don't know what it is, but your risk of hurting yourself in a car accident is a lot higher than getting bit by a shark.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, that's great that you went surfing. I know that you went surfing in Hawaii, and then somewhere else that I read, but I forget what it was called.
Yeah, in Fort Ventura. I've surfed quite a few places in Mexico, pretty much all over, in Florida. So that was an interesting sport. I had grown up in the mountains, so I didn't know how to surf initially. I learned to surf a little bit later in life, but that was one of the hardest sports to learn because it does take dedication and dedication and dedication to go out in any condition every single day. And I feel like if you're learning any adventure type sport, it's really timing, and it's about being dedicated to go out in any condition and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep getting work and keep paddling out and keep getting work and keep paddling out. And then finally, you know, they'll have a moment where, wow, it clicks. I get it. You know.
Oh, yeah. And I surfed once when I was 16 because my mom is a flight attendant, so she took me to Malibu, California, and I had a surf lesson there. And I thought, you know, I'm a skier, maybe surfing will be easier for me because of that. But I think, you know, it's a lot harder than it looks. And you gotta use your core a lot, and just getting on the board is tough.
Oh, yeah. The first time I went by myself out on we had to take a boat out to the break because it wasn't a shore break, and this was in outside of Bali, or outside this little town in Bali, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where I'm going, what am I doing, you know? And we get out there, and the waves are pretty big, and I'm like, wow, I just stepped way out of my comfort zone. But once I knew how to get in and out, and I knew where not to go, when you actually catch a big wave, you're like, wow, that was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That's got to be so fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't say surfing is my number, you know, best sport. I'm much better at some other sports, but I've gotten so much better because I really just said, I'm going out, even if it's big waves, it's small waves, no waves, just try to paddling out and practicing.
Oh, yeah, because I remember telling my mom, I'm like, you know, Mom, I don't live by the ocean now, but maybe one day, because I just... Surfing is so much fun. I love it.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah. So, for my last question, what would you like people to know about you or the people that you are close to that they might not know?
Yeah. I feel one thing that I try to remind myself every day is that there really aren't any excuses. If you want to go out and do something and create something, a lot of us tend to get held back into, you know, oh, we need to learn more, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not sure I can do that. Oh, that's too scary. Take little steps to make it happen every day, and that'll put you on the right path onto where you want to be. So I feel the one thing that I've been able to accomplish throughout this time frame of my life is, you know, when I was wanting to compete in Big Mountain, I was like, I don't want to just compete. I want to be really good, you know, or if I wanted to compete in snowboarding, or if I wanted to do the Imperial Challenge, or just if I wanted to go heli skiing or learn to surf, all of it became this click in my brain of like, I can do this. Even though I've never done it, what steps do I need to take? Brief ones, little ones, to start the process. And oh, yeah. So many people make excuses why they don't want to start the process.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to make it happen, you can start the process. So I would say that's what I'd love for people to know about me, is that, you know, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I loved hearing about your adrenaline escapes. I'll have to look at that more. I love watching your videos, because I was looking at them like, wow, she's really good at what she does.
Oh, thank you.
And then I read some of your writing. Very, very good writing. I'm a writer myself, so, you know, I don't love it as much as being on camera. There's just something about being on camera that I absolutely love. But, you know, writing is one of my passions too, and if I can combine that somehow with outdoors, horses, that's what I want to do.
You know, a lot of it, I think you can do that where, hey, put together a story beforehand and do the video on it, and then with that video, you now have a written story plus the video, and those
mm-hmm.
will help.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, I like to do these interviews, and then I like to transcribe my interviews onto like a written magazine format, which is
that's a great idea.
Yeah, which is so fun. I enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
And then I like uh-huh. taking like quotes, interesting quotes of what people I have interviewed have said or what they like to do, and then just write about that, kind of like a story.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I'm not published anywhere yet, but, you know, hopefully I can go back to school in the mm-hmm. fall and maybe get published at the magazine. Who knows?
No, I would say take the little steps. Just find a small, everyone will want content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would start in what you know the most about, which is, you know, horses and horseback riding, and
mm-hmm.
and find a unique angle that maybe some people don't know about. Write about that, and then find the target market that would be interested in the article. And even if it's an online, I mean, get your first piece published, and then it'll kind of snowball from there.
Yeah, that's good advice. Because I know at school I work at the TV station there, and I really want to, like, get a more outdoor kind of based show. They have different shows at school, like a cooking show, and students have their own thing. So I'm like, I would love to interview people in the outdoor community within CSU, because there's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to do it. And if you want to start just doing your own show, even just getting a GoPro and start that way, It's an easy in, you know, you can get a little tripod, you can do the interview and then do the pickup shot. Then you've learned how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Another skill set.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, maybe I could send some of my interviews or videos to you sometime. You could give me advice.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, thank you so much, Shauna. This was great.
Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Yes, you too.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Shauna Henderson. You can see her work on Travel and Escape TV. She's a TV host for that station, as well as she has done work for Outside TV. You can look up her blog, shaunahenderson.com. I'll leave it in the description, and you can learn more about her in the description. Thank you guys once again for being a part of this podcast. I'm just so excited about where this journalism path can take me. I know it's different than a lot of people because most people are interested in news, but that just wasn't the path I wanted to take, and I think that's okay. If you have an interesting passion or something that's kind of unique, go for it. You know, why not? It's so important to live out, you know, picture something and live out that dream. And I think if you have a goal, just do it. Just do it. There's nothing wrong with that. And if in the end you decide, you know, this wasn't what I thought, at least you tried, you know, and that's just really important to do because it shows us as people what we're capable of and not to be afraid. Like Shauna and I talked about, go for your fears, go out of your comfort zone. I think that is so, so important. But anyways, my friend and I, good friend, I have been best friends with him for, oh man, since junior year of high school, and I'm a junior in college now. Can you believe that? Jeez, time flies. But, such a good friend. His name is Jose. I mean, oh my gosh, I admire him, I look up to him. Great, great guy. And him and I, we really want to go cage diving with great whites. If you guys have any interesting stories about that, if you guys want to be interviewed by me, if you think you have any interesting stories, you can send me a voice message. I'd love to hear from you. And once again, thank you so, so much. I'm so excited about where this is taking me. This is one of my passions. This is definitely something that I absolutely love. And you guys have a good day.